47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked, if things will go well, I'm looking good. I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. Go have a good time. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you, and I will see you in Chester. Bye, babe.
In a country that most people would struggle to find on a map, in a compound that few possess the courage to enter, men from my previous life took the fight to our enemy. In that compound, they found men that pray five times a day for your destruction. Those men don't care about your religious beliefs. They don't care about your political opinions. They don't care if you sit on the left or the right, liberal or conservative, pacifist or warrior. They don't care how much you believe in diversity, equality, or freedom of speech. They don't care. I'm sorry you've never smelled the breath of a man who wants to kill you. I'm sorry you've never felt the alarm bells ringing in your body, the combination of fear and adrenaline as you move towards the fight instead of running from it. I'm sorry you've never heard someone cry out for help or cried out for help yourself, relying on the courage of others to bring you home. I'm sorry you've never tasted the salt from your own tears as you stand at flag-draped coffins burying men you were humbled to call your friends. I don't wish those experiences on you. But I do wish you had them. Most will never understand the sacrifice required to keep evil men like those from that distant compound away from our doorstep. But it would not hurt you to try and understand. It would not hurt you to take a moment to respect the sacrifices that others make on your behalf, whether they share your opinions or not. It would not hurt you to take a moment to think of the relentless drain on family, friends, and loved ones that are left behind, sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months, sometimes for years, sometimes forever. Ideas are not protected by words. Paper and ink may outline the foundation and principles of this nation, but it is blood, only blood, that protects it. In that dusty compound, a man you have never met gave everything he had so that you have the freedom to think, speak, and act however you choose. He went there for all of us, whether you loved or hated what he stood for. He went there to preserve the opportunity and privilege to believe, to be, and to become what we want. You have the choice every day as to which category you want to be in which direction you want to move. You have that choice because the best among us, the best we ever had to offer, fought and bled and died for it. Don't ever forget that.
Right. Good evening, Badlandia. With a D-I-A at the end.
With a D-I-A at the end. People haven't visited that, man. They need to check that out.
How you doing, man?
You know, I feel feisty tonight. I do, man. It's gonna be a good conversation.
Yeah. So as I announced this morning on Daily, we had a problem with our guest for this evening, so that's rescheduled for next week. So next week it's going to be a really great show. Yeah, you're gonna want to be here for that show. So if we fuck this one up. Come back tomorrow night, because we're gonna have an off cuff conversation tonight. So I've got my little handy dandy inspiration there, just in case. And then the following week after that, I'm really excited. We're going to have one of our very own here in Badlands. Their dad is going to be joining us, and he's a 92-year-old Korean War veteran. And so we're really looking forward to that. That's in 2 weeks, but tonight. We're going to rock this shit, man. We're going to talk about, who knows, man, Gladio. What do we even call this? Take the wheel, bro.
We're on the brink of something.
Yeah.
We're on the brink of something. And, you know, there was a certain something that was released last night that I think kind of indicates that, you know, there was, you know, I'm talking about that. For those that don't know, you know, Fourth Psychological Operations Group, you know, our Army PSYOP, released Ghost in the Machine 2 last night. So at some point we'll talk about that. We'll play the video, but just some of the images that were in there, you know, just, you know, initial two or three times that I seen it, there's some things in there, bro, that I was just like, oh shit.
At some point, are we going to ignore? I mean, they dropped that video right in the middle of Devolution Power Hour, which is Badlands' biggest show. The Badlandia comes out from the DIA. I mean, literally a coined term by you Badlanders yourselves that came up with this one night when we were brainstorming. I might have been on this show. I don't on one of the shows, Liberty Den, probably. I think it was Liberty Den, because I think John was there too. I mean,
you know how I found out about it?
How?
Dude, I was in a space last night, right? And these were the words literally coming out of my mouth in that space. I said, hey, just so you guys understand, we always talk about an information war. I go, but we're in an information war right now. There is a push for control of your mind right now. And so, you know, I went on my rant about that. Dude, my DMs start blowing up and a couple text messages came out. Like, dude, Ghost in the Machine just came out. And think about what you were saying right now. Go watch the video. But I'm in the middle of like a debate, and it was a pretty heated debate on the space. And I was like, God, I can't go watch it yet. Like, so it was driving me crazy, bro, because I wanted to go see it. But I saw it probably about an hour and a half after it dropped.
So I don't know what to make of you know, this, the Fourth PSYOP group, obviously, I mean, you can see I've got the Ghost logo on both sides, in part because I like the logo and I like what it's come to represent. But I don't, I mean, it, we'd be fools to sit here and say that we could pretend to know exactly what it is they do, exactly what it is they're trying to message, or maybe they're just trying to make a cool, sexy video that people talk about. And it is a cool, sexy video. But
it could be a recruiting gimmick.
Yeah, I actually called the phone number on the phone today in the video. There's a phone number, 877 something something 854 or 877-874-5544, which is the recruiting office for Special Operations Command in the Army. And I was a little spooked at first because I called it and there was no sound whatsoever. And I'm like, okay, this is odd. And then you hear that dun, 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 you know, like the Army, like motivational song. And then the guy answers and he's like, you know, Sergeant so-and-so is Special Operations, blah, 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 recruiting. And I was like, okay, click. I was like, I'm not going to talk to you. But yeah, I don't know, man.
There was a pause because they probably have a trace back and they want to know exactly who's calling. So this way, when you answer, they're going to hit you with the psychological thing. Like, hey, how's it going, Brian? We're waiting for you to call. We knew you were done with the Corps.
I'm a little upset that I never got that call when I was in the Marine Corps, like at anywhere, like in training, nothing. I mean, I was a, a 146 ASVAB, 98% overall. So I was in the top 1%. You know, I was a 300 PFTer. You know, pretty smart guy, very, very good shape. I set the battalion. I tied the battalion record in boot camp on the rifle range. You know, and I still think the shot that I dropped, they just gave it to the other guy so that, he would get the cheeseburger and not me. Cause they didn't want to buy two cheeseburgers. I'm convinced. I don't know, man. I'm mad. I didn't get that call. In the Marine Corps though, you got to be an NCO. In the Marine Corps, you have to be an NCO to go to MARSOC, or at the time when I was there, it was called MARSOC. Now they're back to the Raiders. So I've got a little wiener dog under me that's moving my mouse. Sorry about that.
You got a little wiener under you. We ain't judging, bro. you know, I'm this town. You, when I listen to, because you know, I space hop like people bar hop, right? And I listen to like the temperature of what people are talking about, and it doesn't matter whether it's a geopolitical room or a fringe content room. Like, it doesn't matter what the topic of conversation is. Something that I hear repeatedly is people saying, I feel like something's going to happen. And dude, when you have a bunch of people talking about this with conversations that are completely unrelated, I mean, do you ignore that? You know, or is this part of the massive psyop where there's all these subliminal messages, and that's the reason we're feeling the way we feel, because subliminal's doing what subliminal's doing? I mean, I don't know, but I'm feeling feisty.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into we'll start with our first two sponsors here at the beginning of the show, and then we will, as we move through the show, we'll get to our next two. And let's start off, ladies and gentlemen. Patriots, are you ready to show your unwavering support for our troops, law enforcement, and country? It's time to visit your one-stop shop for all things patriotic, Your Patriot Store. At Your Patriot Store, you'll find the perfect gear to showcase your American pride, from brands you know and love like Grunt Style and Nine Line to everyday accessories for your home, pet, and auto. But that's not all. Discover new brands that you're sure to love, from hand grenade hot sauce to bold 2A glassware to veteran-owned beef jerky and more. Shop for everything from flagpole kits to flags and even Patriot tees for every single day of the week. Your Patriot Store is also home of the buy two, get one on us. Buy two shirts, get one free. Coffee, hats, stickers, flagpoles. Buy two like items and get one free. And get this, if you use promo code BADLANDS35 at checkout, you'll get a huge with a Y, 35% off your entire purchase. Don't wait any longer. Head over to badlandsmedia.tv/Patriot Store. And use code BADLANDS35 to show off your patriotism without breaking the bank. Again, that's badlandsmedia.tv/Patriot Store. Promo code BADLANDS35. And that's where I got my Mean Tweets Cheap Gas 2024 shirt. So I had to show that off at GART on day one on Friday.
That was pretty badass.
I love that shirt, man. I wear that shirt everywhere I possibly can, dude. That one, and what was the other one that I got from them that I really like? Oh, I've got the Nine Line Raw shirt that I bought from there. I bought a bunch of gear, man. Like, I got shirts that I didn't even think that I bought. Like shirts that I personally would never wear. Like I think one of them was like, my pronouns are try me. And I don't know. No, that wasn't it. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, Patriot Store is badass. And you type in that Badlands 35 and you watch what should be a normal price just get like cut almost in half. And you're like, yeah,
let's do this.
All right. So, all right. Before we get into that, I want to play something real quick. And Alpha, I apologize. This is kind of unscripted. Not that this entire show isn't. But I don't know if you saw this. Did you see what Trump did today?
I did not.
After he left the courthouse. Bro, this guy is a genius. I mean, this guy, he just knows what to do. I mean, he's unbelievable. I want you to watch this video. After court, he went to a firehouse in New York City because he can't campaign. He can't go anywhere except on Saturday and Sunday, which he probably wants to go home and you know, hang out at Mar-a-Lago or Bedminster, play some golf, you know, be a normal person. But he can't because he's confined to an ice cold courtroom for 12 hours a day, or eight or 9 hours a day, I think is what he said. Anyways, check this out.
Real quick, Trump's just outside of a fire station after leaving court. He's got pizza for the guys. This is typical Trump. Let's poke in and see what he's up to right there.
Everybody comes around to welcome him, loving him, right? Hugs and handshakes and everything else.
And Joe Biden. He can walk up to a firehouse, a police station. He can walk into a boardroom, a bowling alley, or a bar and have a conversation with absolutely anybody. We don't have any audio on him right now, but apparently he's going inside to talk to these firefighters, which is, by the way, right outside the studio, folks. This is incredible. The fact that he leaves court, goes and campaigns with these people, and goes and campaigns with ordinary people, not high-dollar fundraisers with Lizzo like Joe Biden did recently.
All right, so there's that one, right? Now let's jump to this one. I want you to listen to when he's shaking their hands. Listen to what the guy, the bald guy right here, I believe. Listen to what he says to him. Did you hear that?
Save us.
He says, save us. And then the guy next to him says, yeah, save us, please. I mean, this guy, he's just a genius. He's just an absolute genius. Here he is. I mean, this is blue collar America. I mean, these are firefighters. Is there anything more?
Well, here's the cool part. I mean, call it trolling, call it just, you know, Trump just being the man. Trump's campaigning Monday through Friday on the taxpayer dollar.
Yeah.
Yep. Because the taxpayer dollars is what's paying for this court thing. And this court thing is a campaign. It's campaigning because it's pissing people off. People know that they're trying to keep him from campaigning by doing this. So in essence, like, he is campaigning Monday through Friday and he ain't paying a damn dollar for it, bro. Like, you know, it's, you can't attack a man that a large portion of America loves and then think, well, we're going to get you to not love him by persecuting him.
Right.
Like, exactly. They just don't get it, bro. It's like, I don't want to say they're dumb, because they're not dumb. You know, I don't subscribe to the idea that they're dumb. I think some of them play dumb. I think these people are evil bastards who are very smart, but they're so disconnected with what reality looks like that even with all their intelligence, they make dumb decisions. Like, that's kind of the way I see it. And, you know, they don't understand that when you're attacking Trump, and like the firefighter said, save us, you're attacking that firefighter, because the firefighter looks at Trump as not as a man, not as a president, but as the opportunity to get our shit out of where it's at, to feel alive again. So when you're persecuting Trump, you're telling people, I'm trying to destroy the hope you have to be free again. And people don't like that shit, man.
No, not one bit. I mean, he's crushing it. And it's funny, because if you look at the polling numbers right now, he's crushing it in every facet of polling. Like, the when I was just scrolling right there, he's up like 25 points across the board on the economy. And you're going to tell me that a president that's up 25 points on the economy, dominating, you know, minority votes across the board, you know, he's got historic numbers in the black community for a Republican president. He's winning outright the Hispanic community. We've got the war in Ukraine. We've got the war in Israel. We've got, you know, our college campuses being invaded and NYPD having to, you know, pull down a Palestinian flag and put up an American flag, because that's something we actually have to do now in this country because people are brazen enough to do that. And how can you look at that and say, well, yeah, despite all that stuff, he's only up 2 points in Wisconsin. He's up 3 points. Biden's up 3 points in Michigan. Get the fuck out of here, man. Do they really think we're stupid? Do they really think we're stupid?
Hey, it's all about knowing where your man's at, right? Ladies know that statement. Go up to somebody, say, hey, what was Biden doing today? And people will be like, don't use your phone. What was Biden doing today? I don't know. Sleeping? Probably get that one right.
Sunning.
What was Trump doing today? Oh, he was in court. My man was in court. You know, you know where your people at. Here's the thing. So I interviewed this lady about last week. Yeah, it was last week. P. Ray. You know, Chicago Red, she's on social media. She's a lady that went viral because she went into one of the district meetings for the city, you know, out in Chicago, and was telling them, we're tired of the money you're sending to illegals when we got people here, you know, dealing with opiate addictions, and the money you're using for these illegals is coming from that opiate fund. that we have. So, you know, video goes viral. So I'm talking to her. And before the show, I told her, I go, look, don't hold back, you know, but I come from a background that's law enforcement and we're talking Chicago here. I go, so I want to ask some stuff about law enforcement and, you know, just like let it fly however you feel. She goes, well, don't be worried. I love law enforcement. I go, wait, what?
Hey, you're not supposed to be law enforcement.
I go, we're going to talk. I can't wait to this part of the show. So we're doing the show. And this whole time I'm anticipating, but like, no, this is Chicago. What does she mean? She loves. And we start talking, dude. What they're telling us about Chicago, it ain't, it's, they're, don't be surprised, they're lying. She goes, we love police. She goes, 15th precinct is amazing. She goes, yeah, there's bad apples like every other agency. She goes, but we communicate with them. We talk with them. Like, she was telling me about stories from growing up. Like, this isn't just a recent feeling. Like, she was taking me back in time to, like, experiences. And I was like, wow. Well, the other cool thing is they're pro-Trump in Chicago, you guys. All right. And so this lady, if you guys go to chicagored.org, you'll see, you know, she shared some pictures and one of them, and I don't remember which college it is, but it's a college that's out there in Chicago. And it's, dude, it's like torrential rain, right? And it's a bunch of minority students, right? You know, a bunch of colored students. And they're there and they're in protest of their university because their university had invited Biden to come and talk. And they were protesting, wanting them to rescind the investigation. So you're talking in the photo, a couple, you know, 30, 40, 50 of these, you know, the students in pouring rain to rescind Biden. There's no way you're going to convince me that if they're willing to do that, there's nothing that's going to stop those people from voting. Like if they'll go through, if they'll sit in downpouring rain in the freaking cold to rescind an invitation, these people are voting. And I don't think that this is isolated to Chicago, man. I think there's a lot of places that we've been told are anti-Trump, anti-law enforcement, and I think they're full of shit. And I think those places are even more pissed because of the opinions that have been shaped about them that are just not true.
Yeah, it took a while for, you know, this is the proverbial ripping of the Band-Aid. The last 4 years, the hell that we've gone through. And think of it this way. If you know, people like us are feeling it, that, and when I say us, I'm talking specifically about the people that are in journalism media right now, the alternative media. If, you know, I don't want to say we're struggling, but it's not like it was in 2020. And we thrive on the chaos. How do you think the people, we're reporting on bad stuff daily because that's what's out there. Bad economy. Tomorrow's the jobs report. That's going to be really shitty as well, I'm sure. Or they'll just lie to us and tell us it's really good. But we'll get the inflation numbers, the unemployment rates and all this stuff. The GDP is stagnant right now. It's at like 1.5%. I mean, that's awful. That's awful. If we're feeling it here, you know, at a middle, lower class, maybe even middle, upper class a little bit, the lower class people, I mean, they've got to be getting crushed right now. It
has to be. You know what I paid for chicken the other day? Chicken, bro. Chicken. And I'm Southern California. We usually, the meat prices usually don't affect us for a while because of, you know, all the farmlands and everything that we have out here. $20 for chicken, bro.
That's, I mean, this is unsustainable. So these people are open to those ideas. You know, I played the Chicago video of a city council meeting where the whole crowd just burst out and chant, no more blue, no matter who. And then they would, in between that, they'd be yelling, go red, go red, go red. I mean, it's changing. But so let's, do you want to play the clip now?
I do. I want to say one more thing, though, you know, because granted, this is not formal, but do us a favor, and it'll actually help the show too, you guys. Go in the comment section, and you don't have to be specific. I'm not asking you to dox yourself, but you know, tell us like what city you're from or what county you're from, and what does the picture of support look like for Trump? You know, it doesn't have to be a long statement, you know, but in a sentence or two, kind of let us know, like I said, you know, and there's a lot of states that have the same name city. So when you put the city, Make sure you put the abbreviation for your state too. Help Alpha out here, okay? And I'm curious, man. I'm curious to what the audience sees, because I'm telling you, when I heard what she was telling me about Chicago, and granted, I'm not saying I trust the media, but there were, you know, there are just some places that I didn't even realize they had already propagandized me so much. And here's the thing. If people start to hear that, I mean, because we know they're going to try to cheat, right? Like, we all know that that's coming. But if people can start spreading the word, and I mean, it's quite simple. You can do it, you know, on text message. You can do it on social media. If people can start posting, we always want to post about the exciting, sexy stuff that's going on in the world. But if people can start just posting things like, hey, you know, I'm from, you know, East Riverside County, and man, it is just like, it is Trump out here. Let me show you some pictures, you know, of the bumpers during traffic. And if we can start showing, giving people real visuals of what shit looks like in real life, I think we can start painting a picture of, hey, they are full of shit with these polls that they're, even though the polls are in our favor, I think they're still minimizing how much they are actually in our favor. And I would like to see a movement of people just putting out there like, hey, this is where I live and this is what it looks like for Trump.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. And the other thing, I talk about polls all the time on Daily, because I say, and people are like, polls are fake and gay. And I, for the most part, agree, but they're narrative. And we're going to, that's kind of a good segue. That is controlling the narrative as it's being, you know, deployed out on people. And when people see, and this is why when you share polls, I would get away from sharing the state, you know, Biden versus Trump in the general election, and focus more on the smaller things, like show them that, you know, Trump has 35 or 36% of the black vote and 54% of the Hispanic vote, and compare it with 2020 and 2016. When Trump had like 20% of the Hispanic vote and like 4% of the black vote. You can't compete with those numbers, period. You can't. And those are all, you know, what they call plus two votes. Those are votes going from Biden to Trump. So not only is Biden losing a vote, Trump is gaining a vote, as opposed to a plus one vote where Biden just, the voter for Biden just stays home. So those are huge numbers. And, you know, if we can control the narrative, and I think that's a lot what's trying to be done, you know, right now with what's going on in these college campuses. But let me know when you want to go with this.
Well, let's play it one time uninterrupted. Let's just, because it's only like 3 minutes and 11 seconds. So let's just play it one time uninterrupted. And then after that, we can start picking this thing apart, bro.
All right. So like somebody said, I think today is the Delta on the first one from 2 years ago. I think it released today, or it was yesterday, 2 years ago, 5/2. So yeah, today, 5/2. Yeah. 5/2/2022. So that's a Delta on the first video. And then we've had four others in the last 3 days: resistance, conditioning, time, belief, and then we finally land on this one, and we'll play this one here for you guys now. Let me get the volume turned up to make sure we got the best possible quality for all you guys and everything else. All right, here we go.
There are many people in the world who really don't understand. Freedom has many difficulties, but we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in. Freedom is indivisible. And when one man is enslaved, all are not free.
Modern war has become a struggle for men's minds as well as for their bodies. Today we face an enemy who spends enormous sums of money and manpower all over the globe in an attempt to subvert the thinking of the people of the free world, confuse, divide, and ultimately to subjugate.
It is a contest unlike any we have ever faced in our history as a nation.
Contest for the minds and hearts of people around the world, all people.
When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth.
Psychologists find that control of emotions can be gained by understanding the stimulus-response pattern. Many everyday things become associated with these primary stimuli, partly by a process called conditioning.
It's a strange, shadowy world, the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie.
I think of fire in connection with emotion. Cause, effect. You've got to get a hold of yourself.
We'll light our country and all who serve it, and the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
I don't know, man. Is it just a really catchy advertising campaign for Fourth PSYOP Group? Anything we say is going to be speculation. I don't think either of us have any experience with the intelligence community in that regard. Maybe you do. I don't know. You're a Fed?
No.
You're a Fed boy?
No formal experience. You know.
No formal experience. Ah, he's a CHS.
I am not. Definitely nothing like that. I'm just Alpha in Southern California. That's it. So something that was interesting in the film that it caught my eye. I was like, hey, there was something there, but it wasn't until the second time I played it and I had it at a slow rate so I could take a screenshot. But there's a part where it flashes like a beret that's on someone's head. And the number on the beret is 760, which is my area code. That's where I live. And yeah, I was just like, that's really interesting. So I was like, you know, is that telling us that, you know, get out of SoCal? Or are they telling us, you know, there's a SoCal isn't important? I don't know. But I found that interesting. I found it interesting that the second time they show the wristwatch, that the hands on the face are, you know, big hand, little hand, are both on the 9 and the number on the bottom is 11. So yep. I'm like, is this a cue to 9/11? Is this, you know, 9:45? You know, because also, you know, the first time they show the watch, the date marker is 18.
8:45.
Oh, it's 8:45. So an hour passes.
If it's almost at the 9, it'd be
8:45. Oh, yeah, there you go. So 8:45. Thank you. Marine math, forgive me, guys. But on the calendar marker, the first time they show the watch, it's the number 18. Second time they show the watch, it's the number 11. You know, difference 7 days. So is it, you know, is it 18/11? Is it, hey, something's worth 7 days? I mean, like Cam said, it's all speculation. But I did find it very interesting that second face was 9 and then 11 on the marker. You know, that was something that really stuck out. The other thing. And I had this argument with the buddy. You know, when they go to push the play on the recorder, play that and tell me it doesn't look like they're wearing a latex glove. Because I feel like they're wearing a glove.
All right, hold on. Let me pull it back up here. Do you have it's right around here, right?
Yeah, you're right. I'll go a little bit back. A little bit back. I think you passed it. Oh, no, not yet. Okay. You should be close to it.
Modern war has become a struggle for men.
Is it before that, right? Right here. No?
Modern war has become a struggle for men's minds.
Right. Stand by. Well, but what's this?
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Definitely wearing a glove.
Yeah, see? So, you know, detail's important, man. You know, you wear a glove when you don't want to leave a fingerprint. You know, when, you know, you're trying to be covert or let's go back. Behind every idea.
They're probably watching this right now, laughing their asses off. And they're like, we just made a catchy video. That's all.
Come on, guys. Come on.
IOP war. watch the flash on the face. Right. Right about here. There.
Oh, what was that? Oh, is that a rabbit?
That's what I thought at first, but now it looks almost demonic.
I'm gonna go full screen.
I really should have downloaded this and put it in DaVinci.
I have a downloaded copy of it.
Well, I can't. I could. It would take me 2 seconds to download it, and then I could put it into right there. No, that's not a rabbit, bro.
No, that's a donkey head, a
horse. Head? Yeah, it's like a horse with like a. It's like you know what it is. It's a horse on a carousel, dude. You know, like those dramatic horses on the carousels. With like
I'm tracking.
Yeah, I think that's what that is. I thought it was a rabbit too, and then it kind of almost looks like some sort of a demonic figure here with like wings.
Yeah, no, I saw where you see that.
I thought I saw a rabbit though, but I mean, I could see that. Ooh, what is that, dude? We're getting way too.
I like it though. I like it, man. I like it.
Oh, that's just a transition to the knight.
Yeah, it's to the knight. The chess piece. Which there's so many references to the chess piece, bro.
What was the name of the company that bailed Trump out? Knight Specialty Insurance Group. Not that that means anything. That's been their symbol for a long time. But
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, Knight Specialty, KNIGHT Specialty Insurance Company out of California. Ooh, I wonder if they're from 760.
Oh, dude, look it up. Look it up, bro. Come on. Go on. Can't leave us with the cliffhanger. While you're doing that, I'll bring something up. Let me see. Okay,
where the hell? Guys, if this show sucks, we apologize. No, we don't. We don't actually apologize. Screw you guys. No,
we don't apologize. They're
from Los Angeles, California, 90010. 4751 Wilshire Boulevard.
Let me bring it up on that monitor.
You want to get really crazy?
I'm listening. I'm out of that.
4751 add up to?
4751.
4751. 4 plus 7 is 11 plus 5.
I'm doing something on the screen. You're trying to make my brain really, really work right now.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. Don't get crazy. Oh. Share your screen, homie.
I am. I'm doing it right now. You got to bring it up, though.
All right, there it is. Oh, yeah. A little 760 right there.
760.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, man. I don't rain on my parade, man. I'm taking that as a shout out.
All right. So do you remember when we were watching, when we were interviewing Colonel Towner the first time, and towards the end of the show, I asked her, I said, if Gladio, and just a quick rewind, Gladio is basically intelligence operatives left behind, small units that are creating chaos. They instigate chaos. In order to, by the way, there's a coup going on right now in Georgia. I don't know if you saw that, the country Georgia, not the state, over exposing NGOs that are paying for the funding of this. But Gladio is basically these small units that are left behind to, they say, to thwart communism. We know it's to put in favorable regimes. And so I asked Colonel Towner at the end of that sit rep show, I said, you know, what would be, we got to have a counterbalance to that, right? White hat, black hat, gray hat, you know, we got to have if Gladio is the black hat operation in this, what would be the white hat operation of this? Somebody is going to take that blueprint and say, let me make this my own. And is that where something like Fourth Operations Group, PSYOP Group comes in? I mean, they've just now, I mean, they have a long history. They go back to the 60s, you know, famously dropping leaflets. They used to pack arty shells and bombs with leaflets and drop them, and they would detonate overland and drop, you know, leaflets. And they could be all sorts of things on those leaflets. Hey, you know, the enemy's given up, go home. Or, you know, the American troops are coming in and they're bringing wealth and riches, and just be nice to them. And, you know, they'll pay you for intel and all, whatever it is. It's evolved since then, obviously, with social media and everything else, all the resources that we have today. Technology is beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, look at, remember the video of the Pope? Like, the Pope just disappeared, like going into, disappeared out of thin air. You got videos like that. You got videos. I was actually watching something this afternoon, and it was like from Dark Matter on YouTube. And it's like the 7 craziest things ever caught on video. And one of them was like this, like, tidal wave. Tsunami, and in the middle of the tsunami you see like a black bird just appear out of nowhere, but it's moving really fucking weird. And at one point it even like shoots out like black smoke almost, and it disappears like on live television. It disappears, you know. Dude, you've never seen this? Oh man.
No,
bro, now you're gonna make me bring it up, and I hate doing this because I'm kind of stealing it from them in a way.
While you're doing that, I've mentioned it before, but I know we've grown a lot since the last time I showed this, but you know, for those that are like, Alpha, you're getting carried away trying to say it was a shout out. Was I? Let me bring something on the screen. Go ahead and share that. That's 8th PSYOP Group. That's following the Alpha, man. And check it out. When you go to who they're following, you know, Peabody Alpha, right? But U.S. SOCOM, Army Chief, Army Europe, 7th Special Operations, Secretary.
You're a Fed.
Dude, I'm not a Fed. But I'll grab a Bible, put my hand on the Bible right now. But dude, look at it's all, you know, Daily Wire, you know, SpaceX, Undersecretary. Like, there's no regular people on here, dude. There's this guy who is a Defense Scoop reporter, so I would consider him probably the closest. And then there's one other, like a Secret Service, Homeland Security. NSA. There's only 110 people. Well, there was 111. Now there's 110, so they got rid of one. Wendy's.
What the fuck?
Dude.
CIA operation?
We'll talk offline about Wendy's. It has to do with the dream decode. It's a trip, Bo. It's a trip. I don't want to go woo-woo on here because then people start judging.
never trust a redhead, bro.
But look, look, there's no regular people on here, bro. Here you go. This is the other one that I said that's like a military reporter, Rachel Riley, 85. And then that's it, dude.
All right. Why? Well, 8th PSYOP Group, if you're listening, give us a heads up. Give me a follow at @CanConActual.
So here's their webpage, right? And here's what I found interesting when I was looking into it, right? And right here, can you see my mouse on the screen? Okay, you can. Yeah. So on the right side of the screen where the red lettering is, it says Fort Liberty operating status. And it says for installation, operating status, and inclement weather updates, click above link. Unless contacted by your chain of command, USASOC operates from Fort Liberty installation status. Please contact your chain of command for further guidance. This is stuff that you would get at briefing or that you would see in the office when you go to work. Why would you put this kind of information on the website unless your unit is not at the base because they operate in the civilian world and this is where they check in to get their stuff, bro?
No idea, dude.
I don't either. I'm speculating. No. But that one just kind of caught me by, like, what? But, you know, there it is. I don't know what's going on there, bro. That is kind of creepy. I'm not a, look at, where's the Bible?
Bro, so somebody, hold on, where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Warriors Bible, hand on the Bible. I am not a Fed.
So Doc Cinderella says, who cares who the Fed is? Fed is, as long as some truth comes out, dreams are from God. Feds can be a good thing. Like, not all Feds are bad. I mean, there are white hat operations that are going on. There are things that they do that need to be done. You know, there are organizations that are going after child trafficking. There are organizations that are, you know, doing actual counterterrorism and not counter domestic terrorism, i.e. spying on school board moms and Catholics at church. There is actual stuff going on. So just because it's just a joke, you know, it's kind of like you say that kind of tongue in cheek, I guess.
Yeah. Nobody tell Patel about the last thing we just talked about, because he's going to be convinced that I'm the Fed. So just, you know, let's just keep that as a sit rep secret, everybody.
Hey, you called me a Fed first, dude. All right. So here's the first one from this Dark Matter. And this is like a Spanish news station, I guess, that caught this guy's glass just randomly moving. This is in slow-mo. Oh, wait. No, I've got it in slow-mo. Sorry.
Further, in response to the skeptics, Molina claimed he tried to move the glass, but that it was stuck to the table.
What? No.
Like, this is supposedly on live television. This is a news show.
He's convinced that
this is the Pope one. Let's get it to the slow mo.
Yeah, this one's creepy, bro.
This one's freaking
the official version. As to why the Vatican would do this, some believe Francis was sick that day, or alternatively, that this is a common safety protocol, perhaps to prevent assassination attempts.
Bro, they've been using AI and CGI for a long time.
Yep. This is the bird one. Oh, there's like... Okay, so let's go to right about here. All right. So there's the bird right there. Something black came out of its
butt. Yeah, I saw it.
Still, skeptics were quick to conclude that the bird was the result of poor video compression, yet some paranormal enthusiasts are certain it was Mothman. First seen in West Virginia, 1966, the creature was routinely spotted for the next year. Finally, on December 14th, 1967, it was seen above the Silver Bridge. Eerily, the next day, the bridge suddenly collapsed, and the Mothman vanished. Ever since, it's allegedly...
That's fucking weird, man. Have you ever seen the Mothman Prophecy?
No, never heard of the Mothman Prophecy.
Oh, man, dude, it's a Richard Gere movie. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. Phenomenal movie.
What's crazy is, you know, in my culture, there's a, what's the word I'm looking for? Folklore of what we call the Lachusa. And it's it's a creature that's a witch by day and an owl by night, but it's oversized, kind of like, you know, the way the Mothman looked. And, you know, crazy stories you hear growing up and stuff, because, you know, you have some owls are really big, like, mm-hmm. you know, for people that don't know, like, there's some really big owls. And so here, I'm going to share a story with you guys, right? So I think I was a junior, but I didn't have my driver's license yet. Or maybe I did. Well, anyways, whatever the case may be, I think I did have my driver's license. I didn't have permission to take the car out. But, you know, Alpha wanted to sneak out and go meet a lady friend, right, in high school. So I sneak out while my parents are asleep. I drive two cities away to go and, you know, meet a friend. And then I'm coming back, you know, after doing a little stuff that Alpha shouldn't be doing, right? And, you know, for those that are from Southern California and know the Coachella Valley, I'm driving eastbound on Avenue 52, which is just, it's the boonies, right? And there's a huge cemetery that you got to pass by, you know, before you get to my house. And I pass the cemetery, and as I'm driving, you know, starting to get into the palm tree orchards, all of a sudden I see something coming towards my headlights. I'm like, what the heck is that? Bro, it was an owl with full wingspan like this that comes right towards the hood of my car. Listen, maybe I was freaked out, but the face didn't look like an owl's face, man. So now I'm shitting bricks. So I'm like, dude, Lachusas are real. I'm by myself, right? This is what I'm thinking. So, you know, I put the pedal to the metal on a 1990 Honda Civic for what you can do on that, right? I'm like, where are you? I'm like, I'm out riding the demon, right? Or out driving it. And, you know, I'm looking in the rearview mirror. And, you know, when I remember hitting the brake lights before I get to the next stop sign, and I could see something back there, like if the thing was chasing me, bro. And then, you know, eventually I lost it. There was nothing more than what had happened, but scared the shit out of me, bro.
You need to watch Mothman Prophecy, bro. I'll just leave it at that. After you watch it, text me. When you see the scene, just text me. All right, so let's jump back in just real quick. This is Michael Jackson, Ted Perkins. I'm sure most of you got not. Is it Perkins? Yeah.
Death. However, one piece of supposed evidence that I neglected to mention was the mysterious identity of Teddy Perkins and his odd appearance at the 2018 Emmys. The Jackson-inspired character first appeared on the acclaimed show Atlanta, where he was played by Donald Glover.
Rewind it just a few seconds. Hit play and pause it right when I tell you to.
The 2018 Emmys. The Jackson-inspired character first
appeared. Dude, look at the face in that thing. Don't it look like the one from the Ghost in the Machine 2?
Yeah, kind of, actually. Yeah.
Appeared on the acclaimed show Atlanta, where he was played by Donald Glover.
Just the theory that actually Michael Jackson.
What? So is there no video of this guy before Michael Jackson?
You got to go in deep on the Ted Perkins story. Like, they knew each other, and supposedly it's been a long time since I heard it, so I'm not going to even try and explain it. You got to go in deep on Ted Perkins.
So Ted Perkins and Mothman.
Yeah. Well, Mothman's a movie. You'll enjoy that. Based on a true story. Not true, but based on a true story. Now, have you seen this one? This is the color changing.
Yes, I have seen this one. Yes. Okay.
So for those of you that have, I'll play it real quick.
Only a few minutes earlier, the briefcase literally transformed in front of the camera.
This on Sky
News. Time from green to red. Is it possible that this is video evidence of a glitch in the Matrix?
Oh, where's the walking?
Yeah, I was saying when he's walking, it does it too.
The case now becomes green. Weirder still, you can see the color is still red just before he comes back into frame. Viewers were obviously confused.
Yeah, that's pretty trippy.
It's a trip because you can see it through the windshield, and through the windshield, it's still green.
Yeah, this is the girl in the crack that was discovered on Mexican TV after an earthquake, and there's like a girl's face right there, and nobody found her. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, dude, I'll send you guys a link to this if you guys want to watch this after the show. So boom, there's a link in the chat, and I'll send it to you in the private chat as well if you want to check it out. I mean, some of them are good. The Pope one is insane, and the bird one is pretty insane. Other than that, I mean, and the Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson, assuming he's still alive, I guess, you know, that kind of thing. But
I want to share something that's back from the Ghost in the Machine, and then leave it up. Go full screen with it for a few seconds so people can take a screenshot of it. So take a screenshot of this, you guys. It's at the 59 second mark on the Ghost in the Machine part 2. And the reason I'm telling you guys to take a picture of this, I remember that. Remember when the Suez Canal?
Yep.
When the Suez Canal was going on. Yeah, there was some talk around people when they took the aerial shots of the top. It was a picture similar to this, but there were people that said that this had like a DNA like it matched up with the DNA sequence that people were talking about. And then there was other people that said it was some type of it wasn't called Morse code, but another type of communication. And so if you guys just want to share that out to see, because I just find it interesting that they would show something similar to that. And immediately when I saw this, this is what came to mind. So I have a feeling that there's probably something to this part. So
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, still, like, half of me is like, they're laughing at us right now. They're laughing at us right now. But maybe, I mean, not. Maybe not.
Could be. I think, yeah, I'm pretty open to a bunch of different ideas, man. And, you know, is it a psyop just to put people down a rabbit hole because they just know what other information you're going to find in pursuit of this, you know, which is actual legitimate information. And this is the way to kind of coerce people in a fun way to find it, you know, could be. Is this a communication from, you know, the good guys to the bad guys, or the bad guys to the good guys? I mean, it could be. It could be multiple things. I mean, we are in the world where things can have multiple meanings. But what I will say is, you know, this isn't Anons that did it. You know, this isn't fringe content that did it. Like, this is the U.S. military that created this video.
Yep. Yep. And are acknowledging, like, I think it was Burning Bright said on Wednesday, they're acknowledging that there's a team, a battalion, you know, a whole command, actually, that is participating in this. I mean, fourth PSYOP group has first, second, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, I think, battalions under them. It's over 1,000 people. I mean, it's not, you know, some little niche thing. So they go through about a year of training, including, you know, language training, some weapons training and all that stuff, but mainly instigating influence, you know, being able to exert influence on people. And when you look at what's going on right now, could this be a counter to Gladio? And it's rearing its head after, you know, President Trump, after Space Force, after, you know, somebody in the DIA, like General Flynn.
Well, and that's the part, you know, especially with bringing up General Flynn. So war has, you know, we've gone through the different generations of warfare. And instead of getting to the part where a lot of us might have expected, you know, space lasers and, you know, space jets, no, this war escalated into psychological warfare. You know, like I said last night, the war for your mind. And so I think part of what you're saying is like a counter to Operation Gladio. 100% it has to be a part of that. Like 100%. Like, obviously, our military created psychological operations, and I'm sure there's many reasons, but one reason that I just, like, I know has to be a part of that is, and it probably has a lot to do with, you know, Yuri Bezmenov when he defected and he was talking about ideological subversion and all that, and the way they were going to fight for, you know, rug pulling, you know, America through PSYOPs. So how do you counter that? Well, you have to be able to control this counter, you know, or this narrative, this propaganda that's going to come from other countries into this country. But then, you know, if we talk about Operation Gladio, it's all part of one big conglomerate of an international crime syndicate anyways. So would it be trying to stop it, or would it be just trying to aid it or facilitate it? You start getting into like secret squirrel, double agents, triple agents, like it gets out of control really fast, bro.
Well, when you look and compare and contrast where we're at today, compared to 2020 with the Summer of Love and BLM and Antifa and all that, I mean, that was entirely counterproductive and disadvantageous to President Trump. And you look at where it's at now, and I've been saying this since it kicked off. I said, this has a Gladio type feel to it. This has, influence from outside forces. When I say Gladio type, I don't necessarily mean it's being controlled by our intelligence agencies. It very well could be, but our NGOs, which act as an extension of them, essentially. So, yeah, this is not beneficial to Donald Trump and the Democrats whatsoever. It's the exact opposite. I mean, I played this morning the Hamas side and the Trump side that kind of congregated together, and they're both yelling "fuck Joe Biden" on each side. One side's yelling FJB, the other side's yelling FJB. I mean, that is detrimental to what's going on right now. So if there is, and now all of a sudden, fourth PSYOP group goes active on YouTube, really active, like posting five videos now. Some of the videos have domestic altercations like this, throwing a Molotov cocktail in one video, you know, riots and mass protests, you know, that kind of thing. Now, the difference here, though, is now it's organic, like it's happening in the United States, but it's also happening abroad. And so, you know, I was thinking about this before, like when you say, are they the good guys or the bad guys? Well, that is relative. You know, that is a completely it's completely relative to your viewpoint and where you stand. So to us, if they're doing something to, you know, push back against the Biden administration, something that's going to keep them in a box, keep them in the walls, I don't know. To us, that's advantageous. But poor PSYOP might be conducting psychological operations in Ukraine right now to deter the Russians. And we look at that not necessarily as a good, as winning, but not necessarily a bad thing either. I don't know. So it's all in perspective, I guess, is what I'm getting at, whether they're good guys or bad guys.
It is, man. Look, Trump said he was a wartime president. Yeah, the Speaker of the House that recently came out, even though I'm not a fan of him, said he's a wartime speaker. You know, yeah, back in May of 2023, you know, Trump calls, you know, Flynn on the phone while they're down in your neck of the woods out in Florida. And he talks about, you know, Flynn's a great guy, be ready, you know, stay healthy, we're going to bring you back. Like, he just gives Flynn all these, like, kudos. You know, the general and Boone are on a movie tour, you know, 32 cities and 50 states or 48 states. Here's what I, and this is, even though, you know, we get to talk to Boone and the general and them, what I'm about to share is completely just alpha speculation. You know, it's, and Ken will tell you, this is, I'm not, has nothing to do with information that's ever been shared with us. But why I started leaning towards, it's a very strong likelihood that maybe Flynn is going to be selected as VP, is because, you know, what did Ron DeSantis do? Went on a book tour, right? Get his name out there because he knew he was going to be, end up jumping into the primary. Well, imagine hitting all these cities, getting General Flynn into these areas, make his story known to clear the air, you know, clear his name, vindication, you know, hit people on the heartstrings when they know the truth of what really happened, and literally go to all these different communities. You listen, a man like Boone and a man like the general, these are intel guys. You know, they don't just go places and talk. They go places and they analyze, you know, and when they move across all these different states, there's this part of me is like, you know, is there more going on than just a movie tour here, which would be to our benefit? I'm not insinuating a bad thing at all. This would be a good thing. And to get some recognition behind the general's name, that's in a positive light, and set them up for when Trump makes an announcement, you know, because here's what I'll say. And I've made this statement before. I don't know if I've ever done it publicly or in here. I know I've said it in spaces, you know. Prior to General Flynn, I've always been against us ever going to military generals ever being a vice president or a president. And it's because of our mindset in the military. Like, the way we think is not the way a normal person thinks. And I think it's great to have that kind of leadership in close proximity to the president. But, and I know the history of our nation when it comes to the military, it's just, you know, times are different now. Because we just, we'll say, let's go thrash bodies and make shit happen. You know what I mean? And you want a little bit more conservatism when it comes to, you know, military operations. But, you know, after, you know, watching the general's movie, man, and having the chance to, you know, speak with him a few times, like, this is a solid dude, man. Like, this is someone that I would, it would make me feel even better to know that this is the man standing behind the man, you know? Like, it's just, well,
it's also, I think, the only position that he'd actually be able to get into, because every other position has to be confirmed by the Senate and and so I think that's the most likely position that he'd be able to slide into, unless we take back the Senate, which, by the way, we have a great chance of taking back the Senate, not just because of the, you know, temperature of the nation itself, but I think the Democrats have to defend like 26 seats in the Senate this election cycle. Last one was our bad cycle. I think we had to defend like 18 or 19. And this time it's on them. So they have to defend, and some big seats like Tester in Montana, Manchin seats up in West Virginia, you know, some big seats. So maybe Flynn could get through. I mean, a Republican that voted against nominating Flynn for like ODNI or, you know, something along those lines, that'd be horrible.
Dude, if Flynn was the VP, the left would lose their fucking mind. Imagine like Chuck Schumer and all of them, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. But here's the thing. We're going to know here shortly. Like if, you know, one, smash that thumbs up, you guys, do us a solid. All right. But yes. Trump has to announce his VP in the next few months. So we are going to know, like shit, aren't people excited? Like, here's why I'm excited. Let me tell you. There's the civilian version of me that's prepared for what's going to happen. There's the Marine Corps version of me that's prepared for what's going to happen. Whatever the case may be, sometime during the year 2025, we're going to know where the hell our nation's going. However it looks, you know, bright and sunny, or holy shit, you know, through I walk through the valley of the shadow of death type shit, right? Like, we're going to know. In less than a year and 6 months, you know, we are going to know what we're doing and where we're going. Like, batten down the hatches, baby. Like,
have you ever? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's kind of like their video came out last night and it psyoped me and it's got me feeling feisty all day, man.
Have you ever seen, and to the extent, I don't know the extent of the fourth PSYOP group, but do you remember, I think it was Newsweek, like 2 years ago, put out this article about the undercover military working within the United States?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so they put out this article 2 years ago. If you look up Newsweek, undercover military running businesses or something like that, there's a military that is, according to Newsweek, like 60,000 members of our military that are operating within the United States. Now, they can go beyond the United States, but they're doing so in like a James Bond type way, like fake IDs that are actual people, you know, that have actual identities, cars that are registered to corporations, and they're put into normal roles in our lives, like business leaders, business owners, you know, just all over the place. Dude, this article was nuts, man. They talk about like plastic faces, like masks, like Joe Biden's mask. They talk about like masks and how they're well beyond like wigs and dumb shit like that. And this is what they're telling Newsweek. Now, it could all be bullshit. It's funny because they bring up the Vault 7 leaks, and this was in 2021. They bring up the Vault 7 leaks on WikiLeaks, which, remember, that unmasked a whole bunch of these people, and they all said they were intelligence, but they weren't. You know, apparently a lot of them were in the U.S. military, which has constitutional questions that I have.
Well, it would answer the question, news anchors, radio show hosts, you know, other government officials, you know, here's the thing. And this is just my opinion again. I am absolutely convinced that in the world of podcasting, we are dealing with military personnel, whether good or bad, that is 100% psychological operations.
Yes.
100% convinced.
Hold on. There. Yeah, Newsweek, May 17th. May 17th. Oh, shit. May 17th, 2021 at 5:30 a.m. Updated on July 5th, so right after the 4th of July. Exclusive inside the military secret undercover army. I think they have something like 300 or 400 flag officers.
Yeah, examination of over 600 resumes and 1,000 job postings.
Yeah, wait.
130 private companies.
Yeah, signature reduction effort engages some 130 private companies to administer the new clandestine world. The companies pull in over $900 million annually to service the clandestine force. So I mean, they're literally funneling money through corporations to fund this clandestine army, it sounds like. But I could have sworn it was like 60,000. Yeah, there it is. Wait, some 60,000 people now belong to the secret army, many working under masked identities and in low profiles, all parts of the broad program of signature reduction. The force, more than 10 times the size of clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover, in real life and online, sometimes hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them household name companies. They're fucking telling us. Now, and keep in mind, this can also be a psychological operation.
Could be.
But I don't know what the point of it would be. But dude, yeah, you got to read this article. It's pretty long, but it's fascinating, man. Like, get down into like, oh, well, that's just some spoilers. Well,
here's a way to think about it, right? And this is actually, you'll tell that I put a little bit of thought into this before.
Like, look at this is the picture that they show. Get the bleep out of here. We're better than that.
Yeah, come on.
We're better than that.
Yeah, that's just, okay.
But that is ironic. They use an old man like that.
Freddy Krueger film.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. You know, what would be one of the purposes here? And you know, this is me shooting from the hip from stuff that I've thought about. We know about predictive technology, right? You know, a lot of people think that, you know, Project Looking Glass, you know, the yellow cube, that this is, it's not some oracle of magic, but it's actually AI predictive technology. You know, it's algorithms and data points. And when you look at, you know, however far back you want to go into when the internet really became popular, you know, that was, you're not popular, but when it entered the scene, what was that, early 90s, roughly, right around? Yeah. Well, and then we started getting, you know, phones and you know, email accounts. Well, essentially, we started creating this digital history of ourselves. And like anything in the world, you get enough data points of something and you're allowed with precision and the right kind of technology to predict the outcome of certain things, or at least, you know, these are the most logical outcomes. So if you do that now with human behavior, where does this person shop? What kind of books do they buy? What kind of movies do they watch? Do they pay their bill on time? Do they don't? When they don't pay it on time, what's the reaction to like you get this, like it's a more detailed analysis that we probably even have through self-reflection. Now, if the good guys, we know what the bad people would do with it, but what would the good people do with information like this? Well, we'll use the movie Terminator. You could tell based off certain things. If you already know that there's these clandestine operations that are in play, that have a 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 50-year, you know, 60-year window of what's going to happen. And there's a timeline of these events. And you know how this is going to shape out and look like. And you plug those timelines into the system with these people's digital footprints. You know, this predictive, you know, analytic technology can tell you, hey, John Smith over here with this kind of education, this is the kind of stuff that would probably make this person join the military. Or this is the kind of stuff that would make this person has leadership capabilities. This person has influential capabilities. This person has, you know, a support type of, you would know these things. Now, the thing about it is you would also know that probably bad guys would know about this. Same thing like the movie Terminator. Kill the general before he ever becomes a general, right? So I say it to say this. Why would you have these secret, you know, operational forces go into the regular world? Why? Because now you have quote unquote targets that you're going to protect. So targets that your mission is, don't make this person do things, but make sure that when you see, because you're trained on to recognize psyops, that when you see these psyops, if they start to hook this person, protect this person's mind and make sure you just keep them on the path that they were likely going to go to anyways. I know the shit sounds movie in Hollywood, but I mean, come on, look where we're at, right? You know, Psy War, information war.
I mean, I'm still looking at this old dude trying to pretend that he's Joe Biden or whoever that guy's trying to pretend. But hey, let's I forgot last time to do the second sponsor. So we're gonna go through our sponsors here real quick, and then, well, not real quick. We're gonna go through our sponsors, and then we've got like probably another 10 minutes left, so we can hash this out a little bit more. But first, ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned about the $6 trillion at stake in the upcoming 2024 election? The Wall Street Journal has reported a critical issue, the looming decision on extending tax cuts scheduled to expire after 2025. Republicans advocate for extending Trump's tax cuts while the Democrats lean towards letting them expire and increasing taxes on top earners and corporations, potentially creating a massive $6 trillion gap. But fear not, there's a way to protect yourself from this impending threat. Join the thousands of hardworking Americans who are taking proactive steps to safeguard their savings. Visit BadlandsGold.com to claim your free 2024 gold and silver kit and fortify everything that you've worked for. You may even qualify for up to 10% back in bonus silver, but hurry, supplies are limited. Don't leave your financial future to chance. Act now to diversify and shield your savings against the uncertainties ahead. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit today at BadlandsGold.com and take control of your financial destiny. Silver's up 25%, and I'm absolutely loving it. All right, let's jump in here. We got Badlanders are setting No Bugs beef on fire. Have you ordered yours yet? Having enough protein to feed your family for several months is essential for your survival. Veteran-owned No Bugs beef offers freeze-dried beef cubes and freezer boxes with steaks and roasts, all made from high-quality, all-American cattle and designed to last up to 20 years, making them the perfect choice for long-term food storage. Whether you're stocking up your doomsday bunker or just looking for a convenient and delicious meal option, No Bugs Beef has you covered. Enjoy delicious, high-quality beef anytime, anywhere, knowing that you've prepared for whatever the future holds, and start enjoying peace of mind along with your delicious meals. Get your family prepared for the chaos at badlandsmedia.tv/nobugs, and don't forget to use promo code Badlands for an even bigger discount at 15% off. Again, that's badlandsmedia.tv/nobugs, promo code Badlands. And make sure you soak them in water.
They make great croutons.
Yeah, got my No Bugs beef. All right. And last but not least, and this will kind of bring us back to the subject at hand.
Sounds rolling. All three cameras. We're good.
Is there any regrets that you have in life? I should sit here and say, yeah, I got a lot of regrets. But when I look back on my life and I understand the lives that were lost. I mean, I'm sitting here with you. And I can tell my story.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today for lying to the FBI.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
Only brilliant military career serving 33 years.
Why was he being so elusive?
Mike Flynn told the truth and faced life in prison.
All right, so that'll bring us back to the subject at hand. So that story, Alpha, that was I was showing. So that story talks about the Vault 7 leaks and how it exposed this, and the guy was convicted on that like a year later. I'm trying to see. I couldn't see when he was arrested. But, you know, that guy, the CIA guy, was he CIA or NSA? I think he was NSA.
He wasn't. I think he was NSA.
The Vault 7 leaker. Yeah, it might have been, whichever one it was. He was well enough that he shouldn't have gotten caught doing what he did. But even worse, they tagged kiddie porn on him. They arrested him later, or they didn't arrest him for it. He was already in prison, but they charged him with possession of kiddie porn like months later. Saying that it was on his having child pornography on his laptop or his computer or server or something hidden under all this stuff and yada yada yada. But it's like they had to put him away and really bury him for exposing the fact that we have 60,000 people affiliated with this allegedly operating as U.S. military on domestic soil, like on our soil.
Well, I mean, you it's all that could be considered a death sentence in prison too.
Yeah. Well, and it'll, dude, you got to read this article. We'll leave it at that. You got to read it, dude. Seriously.
So I know we're not at the Rumble rants yet, but dude, you got to read.
Okay. We probably actually should get to those because
you're going to love them both, but one of them is going to give you a good chuckle.
Oh, geez. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's jump in here. NC Gal says, Helping Badlands Media one buck at a time. Hello, CanCon and Alpha. Thank you for your service. Thank you to all our veterans, past, present, and future. She forgot to sign it. Love the Sergeant Major's daughter, but we got you.
We know. Yeah, anyway. We got you on that one.
All right. Dory Lay says, Ghost of the Machine vid had a phone number on the phone. I called it. It's Special Ops Recruitment Center. A real person answers too. Yes, I tried it too. And then I was like, yeah, click. I'm not signing up. You ain't getting me again. You ain't getting me again. SATCOM 9475 says Flynn is an operational is on an operational prep of the environment tour OPE. He's going back to his SOF background as a tool to get this message out. Very well could.
I like how you're thinking there, SATCOM. I like how you're thinking.
Well, so think about that 60,000 man military, dude. If it's not traditional military, it's, you know, business owners and all that. Could be anybody.
Could be anybody.
There is no age restriction. There's not going to be any fitness restrictions. You know, there's pretty much no restrictions. It could literally be anybody. Could be a military operator, you know, doing whatever. It's funny, you know. Like,
the other thing too, though, is depending on what their job's going to be, it'll be probably one of the few times in the military where you're not picking people that typically look or meet the status quo fitness wise as military.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you can see a guy that'd be like, oh no, that person's real heavy, real chubby. Like, there's no way they are.
Right. Exactly. And, yeah. and when Trump always says, you know, I'm not talking about the TV generals, you know, we just read that there's, you know, 300 to 400 flag officers, that are, you know, participating in this. Just interesting stuff, man. Brian Murphy says, Alpha, agree about intelligence operators being embedded in podcasting world. Perfect example. John Harold, are we really supposed to believe this hayseed from ND came up with devolution? LOL.
I love that one, bro. I'm going to, next time I talk to John, I'll be like, what's up, hayseed?
Well, that is epic. And if it's true, like I said, there's good feds too, man, because John's kicking ass at getting a lot of good information out to people. Magravator said, you need to get call sign Cujo on the show, guys. He's amazing. Yes, he is. I do. We do.
He is. You know what? And if you just follow, Cujo spends a lot of time on all these different shows, man. Where you got all that time from, Cujo?
Giving you Fed Eye. That's Fed Eye right there. Uh-huh. Cujo's getting the Fed Eye.
So now we just got to figure out who the other 59,999 are.
Don't care, man. I'm going to judge you based on your information and
the fruits of your work.
There you go. All right, man. You got anything else?
I really
got time, hope, so if you got more, go for it.
I hope people really understand it. And we talk about it a lot. And I know it probably sounds like a broken record, but it's important to me. I really hope people understand that when we use the word information war, you know, that people really think about, you know, what does that mean in my everyday life? Because I know times have seemed pretty hard these last 3 years. I mean, you could argue longer, but definitely these last 3 years. But there's a very strong potential that things are about to get really harder and things are about to get really more confusing. And if the writing on the wall, you know, is what I think it is, it looks like this is about to get very spiritual. You know, we're going to get very religious here. And one thing that's very hard to overcome when it comes to cognitive dissonance is faith. And I think we're probably going to move into the realm right now where a lot of things are going to be said and shown and heard that are really going to sow some division if we don't recognize that we are in an information war with psychological operations from all three sides. That is over a battle of the mind. And the only way to make sure you're giving yourself a shot is to, unfortunately, at least now for the next few months, is make sure you're reminding yourself of that daily.
Love it, man. So I'm with you. We got it going on right now. You know, I was very pleased to see the reaction to that joke of a bill that they passed and people being able to still stand for their belief in, you know, which side they're on in that, but still look at the bill and say that bill is not good. that bill is dangerous, and they're able to look beyond that. So that's a really good thing.
It is.
Because they're literally trying to legislate Christianity out of any college and university, anything that receives federal assistance, federal subsidies. So think of all these NGOs, nonprofits that are just popping up everywhere. Anything that gets federal money, you know, saying that you can't say that Jesus was, handed over by the Jews and well, he wasn't exactly killed by the Jews, but you know, you can't say that anymore if that bill passes.
There's specific scriptures in the Bible that you can't even say, you know, so literally to say that, you know, the Bible's being banned, that's not hyperbole. And you know, for those that subscribe to the, you know, yes, you know, and for those that, you know, follow the boards and put some faith in the boards, you know, the statement, it's going to be biblical. Well, you know, we always kind of interpret it as, you know, the size of this, whatever this is going to be biblical. But what if no, like it was really like literal sense, like it's going to be biblical. And if that's the case, you know, here we are. You have the, you know, save Israel for last. And I'm definitely not condemning the Israeli people, you know, but I think governments like Israel's and ours and so many in the intel communities, I think those are where we have some concerns. You see laws like this being passed, and I don't think it stops there. I think this is the foot in the door to a rapid escalation of all of a sudden they come after social media, they come after platforms like X and Rumble, and you know what we saw, you know, back in, you know, 2020, you're approaching 2020, but you know, 10x that, you know, specifically here protecting these kind of conversations. What's about to get released that they don't want circulating in the information arena? I mean, there's just a lot of ways to look at it. And it's just, I'm ready for the next. I'm feisty, man. I'm, you know, serve it up. Let's see how these Marines handle it.
I love it, dude. Real quick, we did get a couple more Rumble rants in. Satcom 9475 says, Alpha, remember Flynn was the J2 in JSOC. He knows what he is doing. I mean, he was the Defense Intelligence, the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. That's arguably the number one military intelligence officer in the entire world. Like the number one guy in the entire world. I mean, you can make an argument probably for Russia and China's top.
Correct me on this. Unless I'm freaking what's the word I'm looking for? Unless I'm doing the Mandela effect to myself. I know Flynn was the head of the DIA, but was he not also in charge of the NSA for a period of time? Or am I true?
Trump named him as his NSA advisor, or his NSA advisor, director, I should say. And that's when they wrapped him up for the lying to the FBI.
Okay.
And he had to submit his resignation. He never got, I don't think he ever got sworn in.
Huh.
Yeah, they went after him right away back in 2016, 2017. Satcom 9475 says, Alpha, correct. We are dealing with principalities of evil. Absolutely. NC Gal, shout out to the UNC frat guys who protected our American flag. They're going to have a hell of a party, man. Like John Rich is going there to play a concert. Dan Bongino's going there to do a show. They raised like $230,000. Yeah, it's funny because Ash said that. Somebody said that today.
I don't even know about this.
Yeah, dude. So like these frat guys at UNC were like holding up the flag. They took it down from the pole and it's a big flag. And there's like 10 of them under there like holding it up so it doesn't touch the ground. And they just stood there with all these people around them, bunching.
Bro. Find the picture, dude. Come on.
Dude, G-Money is going to kill me.
You got to admit it, man. It's American flag. He's got to suck that one up. Everybody go buy Bitcoin. Go buy Bitcoin. There. G-Money, he'll forgive us. Go follow G-Money. And, dude. Talk about a historic photo, man.
Yeah,
did you see the one? Men doing it.
Did you see the one of NYPD and CUNY pulling the flag, the Palestinian flag, down in New York and putting the American flag up? And Eric Adams came out. Eric Adams came out today and was like, nobody should ever accept that. Somebody else raising another country's flag in place of our flag. He's like, I don't give a damn about your politics. I'm an American. And Eric, that is not Eric Adams came out and
that
was like,
evil crap bust rap. Wow.
Dude, you got to go watch Daily today, bro. Go back and watch Matt Mothman and then Daily.
I will.
It was a fire day, bro. Today was a fire day.
Oh, well, I was engaged with the demons last night, man. I was engaged with the demon. I exposed somebody, I'll tell you that much. Some people are pretty pissed off right now, but that's okay.
Oh, man. I don't know what's going on with any of that, so... All right, we got to get out of here, bro. Guys, go over
to work, baby.
Go over to Rug Pull after this and let G Money know that we sent you from Sit Rep. And Alfie, you got anything else?
Tell G Money, yay, Bitcoin, Alpha said.
Dude, please. Bitcoin's on a dip right now. Buy some up.
Buy the dip.
Yeah. Buy the dip. All right, guys, take care. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Or I'll see you tomorrow. I won't see you tomorrow.
You won't see me tomorrow. Maybe. You never know.
Yeah, we could. Hey, time, space continuum.